What researchers now understand is that emotion actually provides the template for active DNA in our bodies, directly affecting our immune systems and our ability to reproduce cells. Okay, that's happening inside of our bodies. Researchers have also discovered now that emotion, vibratory template, has a direct linear effect on material outside of our bodies, on the world around us. Think about what that means. Is it possible the way you feel about your world or about something that's happened in your world, could it possibly have any effect outside of your body on the world around you? And the answer now is yes. In 1995, studies were conducted by the HeartMath Institute in Boulder Creek, California. It's very interesting the way they chose to perform these studies. They took participants out into nature, and they seated them in nature, and they placed probes at specific strategic locations on the participant and in nature. They had probes in the ground for 2 feet, 3 feet, 5 feet, 50 feet away from the person. They had digital measuring equipment where they could measure the effects on leaves of trees and on the bark and on the rocks surrounding this participant. And they would ask the participant to become angry. And in the anger, what they found was that the earth around the participant responded in one way, and in joy and compassion, that the earth responded in another way. They actually measured digitally the frequency response of rocks, trees, and leaves in the moment of what's called coherent emotion. In the moment where we align thought, feeling, and emotion into joy or into compassion, and the leaves and the trees and the earth responded, those frequencies were picked up by the probes within a 50-foot radius of the individual who is being tested. So if one individual, at least in that instance, under those conditions, what was happening within that individual was being picked up and influencing living and non-living forms of matter within 50 feet. Well, this is really interesting, and it led to another series of experiments that asked something even greater. That was hosted by the HeartMath Institute. They invited a Russian Nobel Prize winning physicist to the United States. His name was Vladimir Popanin. Why would they invite a light scientist to study the patterns and the effects of emotion in our world? From the world of quantum physics, our world is made of light. It's made of quanta, it's made of photons, little particles of light sometimes. Sometimes they act as waves. And our world may be thought of as being composed of these minute packets of energy that we call quanta, that are sometimes particles or waves. The question was, does our emotion have any effect on light, on the quantum world around us? So they devised some very ingenious experiments, and these were under laboratory conditions. The first experiment was to create a vacuum inside of a glass vessel, and they measured what was left in terms of light inside this vessel. And what they found was that the photons were scattered randomly throughout the vessel. That's exactly what they expected to see. The next thing they did was they took the same vessel now and they introduced a tissue sample containing human DNA. And to their amazement, what they discovered was that the photons actually aligned themselves to the patterns of DNA. Then they took it one step further. They removed the DNA. The net effect was when they went back in, even though the DNA was gone, the photons were still aligned to what had been there in the past. The effect now is known as the phantom DNA effect. Now think about what this means. At least in these conditions, in the laboratory condition, for the first time, there was a phenomenon that was demonstrated that's been referenced through ancient texts, ancient traditions for thousands of years. And now we come full circle with this technology. If human thought, feeling, and emotion dictate the arrangement of the DNA in our bodies, and the DNA in our bodies is now affecting the arrangement of matter outside of our bodies, then as we change our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, we change our DNA, and our DNA changes the patterns outside of our bodies. And we come full circle. Now we have the essence and the mechanism for a technology. Here we are moving through our world, perceiving through thought, emotion. We combine the two together and we have our world of feeling. Okay, our world of feeling, those are our beliefs, our perceptions. They create a measurable vibration that now is documented as ordering sequences of DNA inside of our bodies. And now through the phantom DNA effect, at least under these conditions, that DNA inside of the tissue is ordering, it's coding matter outside of our bodies. And that matter is what we have our feelings about. And our feelings are what create the vibration for the ordering. Once again, we come full circle. This is the beginning of a technology that up until very, very recently, our science has not allowed for. And this opens up the door to vast, new, exciting possibilities, maybe a little frightening for some people, and very empowering for others.